if you were to choose one thing that was in your mind all the time, not desperation, because that was the, what drove you, but what was in your time probably was focusing or just reading and, you know, doing what you just mentioned. But how did you thought, how did you think at that time?
Well, what I did is I gave myself so much positive programming that I couldn't slip back.
Oh.
So I, when I really was struggling, and I didn't have a job even, I was reading 2 or 3 hours a day sometimes, just positive books and writing affirmations and doing meditations and affirming things, writing them out 13 times and repeating them out loud 13 times and going and looking at my dream board and just constantly. And then I got a job and I was working, and then still 45 minutes a day, 50 minutes an hour, I read Ponder book or Butterworth book or Charles Fillmore Prosperity, listened to tapes, read As a Man Thinketh, Think and Grow Rich, The Richest Man in Babylon, just The Magic of Thinking Big. I just kept programming, programming, programming. Nothing but, you know, it's like the radio stations say, all the hits all the time. It was all positive all the time. And that, I spent so much time forcing myself to think positive that I didn't really give myself an opportunity to focus anymore on the negative stuff.
Okay. Thank you very much, Randy. Hopefully we take you to the Caribbean and enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah, I really looking forward to it. I want to get down to Puerto Rico.
Okay,
very good.
Right. You
well,
will
those
be more
are very
than
interesting
welcome.
Questions tonight. And, Randy, I would ask, I know you hit a minute ago on the homework, any special directions or instructions on that that as
well,
we go into this week?
You're going to see down at the bottom of the homework, it says get a book. The book is called The Virtue of Selfishness by Ayn Rand. And when she wrote the book, of course, she got interviewed, and they said, why would you choose a word like selfishness that's so offensive to so many people? And she said, exactly for the reason that you fear it. And I think, you know, her book, Atlas Shrugged, is the most instrumental book in terms of my philosophy and how I live my life. And this, it's a very thick book. It's a very deep philosophical book. This book is a lot thinner. It's a little easier to swallow for people. And I want you to get online tonight, go to Amazon.com, buy it, or get out to Barnes & Noble and pick it up tomorrow, because they'll have it in stock, even though it was written 50 years ago. It still sells tens of thousands of copies every year. And make sure you find time this week to read it. There's 3 other questions. They're pretty deep questions. If you answer them right, they're going to really cause you to do some critical thinking. And you're going to think about your mindset toward money and your mindset toward how infinite or finite you perceive it to be. And then you're going to really question your beliefs about selfishness and having the because every time I talk about this in a seminar, people say, my goodness, you're so brave. I can't believe you could stand in front of a room and tell people that you're selfish. I don't have a problem with that at all. I'm very comfortable with who I am and my philosophy. And it's important that everyone on this teleseminar gets to the same point where you have that comfort and you can defend the philosophy you live by. If someone questions you and critiques you and challenges you, you need to be able to justify the philosophy you live by. And when you can do that, that's when you really manifest prosperity. So take the homework really seriously and get the book and read it this week.
Okay. As we wrap it up here tonight, I want to thank everyone for joining us. And Randy, what can you send us home with tonight? What kind of closing words would you have for us?
Final thought is going to come down to mindset. And I remember when I struggled so much and was worried about paying the rent and being able to buy enough macaroni and cheese to last me for the week, I got this real, the whole entitlement thing going, and I started thinking about how unfair the world was, and all these other people had money, and they had cars and jobs and nice houses, and they had all this stuff I wanted. I didn't have it. So I felt very bitter about it. I became cynical and skeptical of wealthy people, healthy people, happy people, and felt that the world owed me this, and, you know, fantasized about winning the lotto, or some relative, rich relative that I didn't know I had would die and leave me some money, and how I would find money on the street, and that's just sick. It doesn't help you. What I needed to do was to say, okay, everything's a value for value exchange. I need $26,000. What can I do to create $26,000 worth of value to the universe? And value is just perception. You know, I'm a marketing consultant, as many of you know. I'm working with a sculptor right now, and we're just doing a catalog for him and pricing out his work. And I look at that, and I say, this is all perception, because I have paintings, and I have a painting in my bedroom that I bought from a Florida artist here who lives in Key Biscayne. I paid, $5,000 for this painting. Then we can look at a Van Gogh painting that sells for $54 million. I've got the sunflowers on it, if I remember the right one. And if I'm honest with myself, if I put the Van Gogh painting next to the one that Lynn Libby did for me, I like Lynn's better, the $5,000 one. And you can't tell me. And the Van Gogh one's beautiful, and I appreciate his technique. You can't tell me that he moves that paintbrush so much better than Lynn that his is worth $54,955,000 more than her watercolor painting, which is hanging on the wall in my bedroom. It's perception. And just like you could perceive on how you know, what you would have to do to create $26,000, what would you have to do to create $26 million? Because it's just more zero. When we get broke and struggling and sick and lonely, we focus on the negative and we focus on what we don't have and we start to think small again. We got to break out of that. And we got to say, what's really possible? What's the value we can create? What then be bold, daring, and imaginative? And then we create the big ideas, which bring the big prosperity. And that's what you deserve.
Thank you, Randy. That was a great close. And I want to thank everyone for joining us this week. And we'll see everyone again this time. Thank you.